Let us now debut Unlikely Landmarks, our series on local monuments that were never supposed to be. I gotta identify this. This has got a lot of living to do from Bye Bye Birdie, the Herb Albert version, isn't it? Thank you. Wow. Today, the South Street Gum Tree in Philadelphia is our unlikely landmark. For decades, passers-by affixed their chewed, bubblicious, and juicy fruit to a tree outside a cheesesteak joint, creating a technicolor gummy mosaic all Philadelphians came to know, if not love, and now it's gone. South Street is being renovated, and the trees have been uprooted, this unintentional monument among them. BPB producer and former Philadelphian Ian Chillog and I called up businesses near the tree to get some gum tree memories. Let's start with Young On of Ishka Bibbles. Hello, Young. You have the store right in front of the where the gum tree used to be?
Yes, sir.
So what, do you have any good gum tree memories?
Well, it was a very colorful gums all over on the trees. It's been fun.
Yeah.
And we lost it.
Losing the gum tree, has that hurt business at all?
No, I don't think it hurts any business. They're doing a lot of construction work on South Street, putting a new street lighting and installing little smaller and nicer trees.
Now, do you think that these little trees that they've put up, do you think they're going to get gummed?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think people do have memories of it. I think we're going to have a little smaller version of a gum trees back, definitely.
And finally, have you ever stuck some gum on the gum tree? You could tell us, Young.
I stuck one. I stuck one myself. And one year, I just took all the gums, virtually every single gum off the tree just to see what happens.
Yeah.
And within a couple of weeks, I got most of those gums back.
Thanks very much for spending a little time with us. Sorry about your gum tree. Hope you get a new one.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That went well. Let's see.
That did go well.
That was good. That guy was more of a gum tree curator.
Yeah.
He tended to the gum tree.
Yeah.
You want to call another business?
Sure. Let's try Hats in the Belfry. It's a hat store.
Yeah. Hi, is this Jem?
Yes.
And is that J-E-M, like a gemstone?
Yes.
And what's your last name, Jem?
Umabego.
So I remember the gum tree. I just heard it's been taken down. I'm really sad about that.
Yes.
Do you share my feelings?
I do share your feelings. I'm not originally from Philadelphia. I'm from Delaware. So as a child when we would come up here, we used to just always put our gum on the tree.
How old were you when you came to Philadelphia as a little girl?
I think I started coming up here when I was still in elementary school.
And how old are you now?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you've been sticking gum on that tree for almost 20 years.
Yes.
Now, how old is the oldest gum on the tree, would you say?
I would say an additional, probably like 10 years prior to when I first started.
You know, we have some news for you, Jem. We just talked to the guy from Ishka Bibbles, and he actually scraped the gum from the tree once.
Or to put it another way, he took your memories and threw them away.
What did the tree smell like when you stood next to it?
Well, like a tree. This is Philadelphia. You're not going to have very distinct smells unless it's urine, horse poop, and exhaust.
I see. So to overcome the natural Philadelphia air.
Exactly. It would have to be, you know, pretty intense.
Thanks so much, Jem.
Oh, you're welcome so much. Y'all have a great day.
Is this Copa Banana?
Yes, sir.
So what's your name?
My name's Rob.
Rob, what's your last name? Can you tell us your last name?
Franklin.
Franklin. Okay, good name for Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
So I was very surprised to learn that the gum tree has been torn down. What did you think about that?
It was a bit upsetting because of the memory of South Street. And the saying was, you know, before you go in the store, you take your cherry juicy fruit and put it on your tree, and then when you come out, you can grab some strawberries.
Did you ever use it that way?
Absolutely not.
Any sort of planned memorial or planting a tree for the tree?
I guess the only memory of it is the foot and a half piece that I got sitting in the corner of my apartment wrapped in shrink wrap.
What?
Yeah, I saved a piece.
How many pieces of gum are on your piece of tree?
There's got to be 150.
Now, I got to ask, that seems like it's nice to have that memory now, but that piece of tree is going to get nasty.
Yeah, well, I got it wrapped in shrink wrap.
That seems scientific.
So, you know.
What if there's a future case scenario where the world is overrun by some foreign species and that's the only thing you have to eat, the gum from the gum tree? Would you eat that gum?
I don't know. I guess given the situation.
Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem. It's nice talking to you.
Okay, take care.
Have a good day, bud.
Bye. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Amanda.
What's your last name, Amanda?
Sylvester.
Okay, and we're calling you at Mineralistic?
Yep.
Now, we talked to a guy at Ishkabibbles, and he loved the gum tree. How do you feel about the gum tree?
I really wasn't a fan of the gum tree because it was kind of a nuisance. Every day there'd be crowds of people in front of it taking photos, sticking their gum on there. And sanitary-wise, it really wasn't that much fun to look at every day as I'm peering outside the door.
So you're 100% happy to see it go?
I wouldn't say 100% happy, but I am glad it's gone.
So what's the little pang of nostalgia, if that's what the word is for the gum
tree? I guess that the fact that people really care that it's gone.
Yeah.
The fact that they'd hang on to something like that, that's a tree that's just covered in people's, you know, spit.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fare thee well, little gum tree. You stuck to the soul of everyone you came in contact with. If you want to check out a picture of the gum tree, or even a little piece of it, it's on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. And this was the first in our series of unlikely landmarks. Things that weren't supposed to become monuments, but somehow have, and everyone in the community has come to know and tolerate, possibly love them. If you have one of these unlikely landmarks in your hood, let us know on our blog.
We've set a high bar here today with this.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be disgusting, but if it is, it'll get on for sure.
That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We don't go away online. We're there all the time, npr.org/Bryant Park. My name is Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Happy Monday!